Who is in control, anger or you? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from Sally Ann Wilson, who was struggling with anger due to her past of being sexually and physically abused.
I think that anger can come from that type of situation. And I know I didn't know what the root of it was for me, but because I've been through so many things, the way that I knew how to handle situations is through anger.
Yeah. You know, anger, sometimes we can come to a point where we use anger in order to make someone do something. You know, sometimes when we grow up and we feel oftentimes that we are losing control.
Yeah.
Because someone is doing something to us, we can learn early on that if we get angry or use anger, it can tend to control others.
And it can protect us from those who want to hurt us so that we feel like we're not going to get hurt. But really, it doesn't do much.
Well, it ends up grabbing a hold of you. Anger, it can almost become an addiction. I mean, I'm sure someone's listening right now saying, well, I'm kind of maybe addicted to being angry because I find myself with a short fuse.
Right.
And how do you get rid of it? How do you get past that and get over that? And I really believe that forgiveness is really a big piece of that, because anger can come from a lot of sore wounds or hurts from the past.
Yeah, and I think the bitterness runs deep, and sometimes we don't even know that we're hurt or angry. And when we lash out in anger, we need to look at ourselves and say, why am I angry? Maybe it comes from something that happened in the past. And so let's hear now from Sally Ann Wilson, who's going to share how she overcame anger.
Real Life is made possible this week by Saigon Bowl Restaurant and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Saigon Bowl offers the best of Vietnam right here in Denver, Colorado. Winning awards from Yelp, Urban Spoon, and TripAdvisor, Saigon Bowl is sure to please with authentic Vietnamese pho, noodle bowls, seafood dishes, and other fine Asian cuisine. Just Google them as Saigon Bowl Denver or call them at 303-935-2427. That's 303-935-2427.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Sally Ann Wilson, and she's going to share with us how she was abused as a young girl all the way up till she moved out of the house, physically and sexually abused. And we're going to find out what happened and how she overcame severe rage and depression. Let's welcome to the show Sally Ann. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be able to be on your show.
Yes. So tell me about this abuse, when it started, and how you reacted to it as a young girl.
Right. Well, I tell people I was born into this abuse. My mother was being abused while I was in her womb, and it just continued until I left the house.
So tell me about what type of abuse you went through. And I understand because you were born into it, you thought it was just normal. Can you kind of expound on that as well?
Right. I mean, we were a very closed unit. We were told family business was family business and not to talk outside of the house. And then my father, as the abuser, promised that I was the only one he was abusing. I didn't find out until later that my siblings were also being sexually abused. And so I felt like I was protecting my siblings by keeping my mouth shut and just toughening through whatever I had to tough through.
Now, did he tell you if you don't say anything or make a promise to you or put any threats or intimidation into you?
It was more of you're special. You're special and you're the only one and I just love you. And people would not understand that this is just love and it's okay. And, you know, I'm not doing this with your siblings and we're just going to keep this between us. Mm-hmm. And then in my own little heart, I thought, well, I don't feel very special and I don't want my sisters to feel special in this way. So I'm going to keep my mouth shut because I don't want this to happen to them.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So I understand it was 21 by the time you got out of the home. And during that time, you ended up getting married. But what was interesting about this whole past of yours is God was actually in your life. In fact, your family would go to church and your dad had a Bible. Tell me what that was like as you were growing up and getting ready to go out of the house.
You know, as you grow up, you start getting pieces of the puzzle that other people's lives are not like this. You begin to wonder what's wrong with you, why this is happening to you, but not your friends. Mm. And so it was very confusing to me. And my father being a sociopath, you had to toe a line if you did not want to get punished. And so, you know, I would keep a smile on when I didn't feel like having a smile on. I would act like everything was okay when nothing was okay. And just survived that way till I found my husband, thank God. And he's a good man and got me out of there. And he didn't know anything about it until we had been married for a couple of years before the Lord gave me the freedom to tell him what I had grown up in.
Now, I understand as you were in this marriage, you started to battle with depression and rage. You were very angry as you started to realize what you'd been through.
Absolutely, because it just didn't make sense. Life did not make sense. And so, you know, anything and everything would make me angry because I wasn't dealing with the wounds that were in my soul that had been inflicted from Satan through my father. And so, because I wasn't dealing with it correctly, it was just bubbling up in the bottom of my soul constantly, and everything would irritate me, just everything. The children, cashiers, the gas attendants, everyone. I just felt like this world was just totally broken, and if the world could get fixed, I could be happy, but the world isn't ever going to get fixed, so I can't be happy. So I was always in rage.
So through that, what were some of the things you thought or felt or experienced? Did you want to get out of this? Did you think, well, this is just it? Were you apathetic, suicidal? What kind of emotions did you have?
Probably never apathetic, suicidal, yes. More than anything else, just rage constantly filled me. Because when I allowed the rage to take over, at least I felt powerful for a moment instead of powerless. And so I allowed that to go on. Now, I knew rage was not an okay thing, but I didn't know how to change that. I didn't know how to respond to the things that were happening in my life in a correct manner. I didn't even know what the correct manner would have been.
What helped you or what broke you free from this depression and this rage? Because I know you from talking to you that you are full of joy. And there are people listening right now who are struggling with rage and anger and depression because of the abuse that they've been through, the struggles and everything.
Well, the Lord is the one who helped me. Actually, through this period, my husband felt a call to the ministry. We went to Bible college, took a small Baptist church, and I thought, you know, surely any minute now I'm going to get spiritual and I'm going to stop this, but it didn't stop. And I kept crying out to God, I can't behave this way as a pastor's wife. Lord, you've got to help me. And just through several years in different circumstances, I finally found a Christian group that had a 12-step for hurting women. I joined that group and literally went through it 3 years. The first year just trying to figure out, and the second year in earnest. And the third year, they noticed that I had some counseling gifts and asked me to go through with an intent to become a team leader and a counselor. And that's exactly what happened. And through those 12 steps, which I am still now teaching, I found my healing. I found why I was so angry and what was going on and how God alone could heal all those things, and was put into a training program, began counseling abused women at that point.
Now, were you able to forgive your dad through this? And there are people listening too that are going through severe rage and anger and unforgiveness. If you can talk to me about that.
Yes. And, you know, that was one of the biggest battles I had. One of the steps is forgiveness, you know, forgiving yourself. First, God forgives us, then we have to forgive ourselves, and then we have to forgive those that hurt us. And, you know, I would tell God, I know I should forgive my father, but I just cannot. And finally, I came to a place where I prayed the prayer, God, make me willing to be willing to forgive my dad, because I didn't even want to go there. Yeah. There was a point in my life, if I could have killed him when I knew he was hurting my sisters, that I would have. Right. So thank God he saved me from that, and that did not happen. But I prayed that prayer, and it was shortly after that that my stepmother sent me some pictures, and in the pictures was a picture of my dad when he was about 4 years old. Well, a little backstory, my father's mother committed suicide when he was 4 years old. And that picture of that little four-year-old broke my heart. I could not forgive the man who had abused me, but I could forgive that little four-year-old. And that's actually where the healing began between me and my father. And he was still very abusive right up to about 5 years before he died in his 90s.
Wow.
And so I just removed myself from that.
Wow.
But as I began to pray over that little four-year-old and what he must have gone through, a compassion began to fill my heart. And I realized my enemy wasn't my dad, but it was Satan who had taken his mother from him in the beginning.
Wow. Well, there are people listening right now who need prayer, who need hope like you do, a 12-step, and they need the Lord to heal their heart, to make them willing to be forgiving as well. And since you've been free, we believe others are going to get free even now.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much for sharing your powerful story with us and how God can heal you from rage, depression, and all of that abuse. God bless you, Sally Ann.
Thank you.
I think that sometimes when we listen to stories like this, we feel like, gosh, how could you forgive something like that? There's actually someone listening right now, and it's kind of bringing up some dark things that you would have rather forgotten about. Maybe it's, you're going through a difficult time. But the good news is God is there with you. He loves you. He cares for you. And the only healing that you can get is from the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the healer. He's not the cause of what happened to you. So many people, they feel like, well, this happened, therefore there's no God. No, that's not true. The truth is, there's a Satan. There is evil in this world, but God loves you and has the power to heal you. It's time to let it come up. It's time to let the tears out. And it's time to let the healing of Jesus Christ come into your life. Jesus, we call upon your name. And for that person who is having some memories begin to come up, Jesus, we call upon you, and you know, we now give this to you. We ask you for your healing right now. We let you in, Jesus, to clean up house inside our hearts so that we don't keep getting filled with rage, anger, or depression. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.